Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for November 23rd, 2010. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm speaking with Elaine Reed, a researcher at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. A new study from her group identifies the mechanism by which HLA, the human leukocyte antigen, induces the proliferation of endothelial cells that line blood vessels. When patients receive an organ transplant, there's always the possibility that the grafted tissue will be rejected. Studies have shown that patients who produce antibodies that recognize the HLA from the donor tissue are more likely to reject the transplant than are patients that do not make antibodies that recognize the donor HLA. These patients are also at higher risk for developing transplant vasculopathy, a condition in which the blood vessels that serve the transplanted tissue develop abnormally and eventually close off, thus depriving the graft of oxygen and nutrients. Welcome, Dr. Reed.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Transplant vasculopathy is a complication that sometimes accompanies solid organ transplants. What is transplant vasculopathy and what causes it?
Transplant vasculopathy is a complication of chronic allograft rejection, and it's the major limitation to long-term survival of solid organ transplants. And actually, it results in the loss of about 50% of transplants by 10 years after transplantation. The chronically rejected organ transplants develop a progressive vascular disease known as transplant vasculopathy. And when we look at the vessels of these grafts that are rejected by transplant vasculopathy, we see that the blood vessels exhibit extensive smooth muscle cell and endothelial cell proliferation, which contributes to the thickening of the intima of the vessel wall, which results in the narrowing and ultimate occlusion of the lumen of the vessel. And it basically blocks off the blood supply of the organ, leading to the gradual failure of the transplanted organ.
Does transplant vasculopathy affect the blood vessels of the recipient of the transplant or the blood vessels that come along with the transplant?
Yeah, that's a great question. Transplant vasculopathy is actually limited to the blood vessels of the donor organ. This is one of the reasons why we and others believe that transplant vasculopathy is mediated by the host's, that means the patient's, immune response against the mismatched histocompatibility antigens of the donor.
Does transplant vasculopathy necessarily lead to the death of the grafted tissue?
Oh, absolutely. It takes time, and the degree or the time after transplant varies from patient to patient, but ultimately the disease leads to the loss of the transplanted organ. And currently there are no therapies really to reverse the process. Patients who develop transplant vasculopathy, the only solution for their treatment is actually to receive another transplant.
It's been reported that patients that produce antibodies that recognize the HLA molecules of the donor are at a higher risk for developing this complication, transplant vasculopathy. How do antibodies that recognize HLA promote the vasculopathy?
Well, anti-HLA antibodies can mediate transplant vasculopathy by binding to the HLA molecules, the mismatched ones, that are expressed on the surface of the endothelial cells of the donor graft, and promote signal transduction. And the signal transduction can lead to endothelial cell activation and proliferation. Overactivity of these signals results in pathophysiologic angiogenesis, which is associated with both leukocyte recruitment and then the development of transplant vasculopathies in the vessels of the donor organ.
HLA is human leukocyte antigen?
Yes, that's right, human leukocyte antigens. They're the most polymorphic genetic system in the human genome. So the probability of two individuals being identical in the unrelated population for HLA molecules is very rare. So typically when a patient receives a transplant, they receive a transplant that's mismatched for HLA molecules. Hence, during the immune response to the transplant, even though the patient's immunosuppressed, the patient can develop an immune response to these mismatched antigens, which can result in the activation of both cellular and humoral immune responses to the graft. And it's the development of these antibodies to the transplanted organ, which has been documented to be associated with transplant vasculopathy.
Under normal conditions, what does HLA do?
The primary function of HLA molecules is in immune defense. HLA molecules present foreign peptide antigens to the host immune T cells, which then, upon activation, can go back and destroy the pathogen, which produces the antigen. So antigen presentation by HLA molecules is critical to mount an effective immune response to combat infectious diseases, as well as to destroy tumor cells. And there are two major types of HLA molecules. One is the class 1 molecules, and the other are the class 2 molecules. And as I mentioned before, they're highly polymorphic, and they differ dramatically from one individual to the other. And because of this extraordinary polymorphism, when a patient receives a tissue or organ transplanted from a donor, the patient's immune system recognizes these different HLA antigens, which then in turn triggers the generation of cells, both T cells and antibody-producing cells that can harm the graft. And this is the process called rejection. And the form that we've been studying has been the type of rejection, which is chronic rejection, which has been well documented to be associated with the development of antibodies against the mismatched HLA molecules expressed on the donor organ. And so what we've been trying to understand are how these antibodies actually mediate the development of transplant vasculopathy. Antibodies to HLA molecules can contribute to transplant vasculopathy by triggering signals that elicit endothelial cell activation and proliferation. Our research work shows for the first time that HLA class 1 molecules partner with a member of the integrin family, namely integrin beta 4, to transduce signals resulting in endothelial cell proliferation and migration. So how HLA molecules signal is still a matter of intense investigation. While they do not have intrinsic protein kinase activity, we and others have postulated that HLA molecules associate with other proteins at the cell membrane, which are capable of transducing signals. So in order to explain the ability of HLA molecules to transduce signals in endothelial cells, our lab has investigated the functions of integrins in the HLA class 1 mediated signaling pathway. And what we've discovered is that there is a physical and functional association between HLA class 1 and the integrin subunit beta 4. In fact, if we delete the cytoplasmic domain of the HLA class 1 molecule, we find that that's the portion of the molecule that is necessary for its association with integrin beta 4. And if we suppress the HLA class 1 expression or the integrin expression, we find that the HLA molecules can no longer transduce signals. I think one of the intriguing findings of this work that we're going to be reporting is that when we delete or knock down the HLA class 1 expression, we found for the first time that it is required in a reciprocal fashion for integrin beta 4 mediated functions, such as triggering cell migration and also in protein activation and phosphorylation. So we feel that these studies give for the first time a valuable insight into the molecular mechanisms in which integrins also function.
So it's the interaction between HLA and the integrin that induces the endothelial cells to proliferate, which is what occludes the vessel and leads to vasculopathy?
The interactions between HLA and integrin beta 4 elicit a series of signaling events in the endothelial cell, which lead to increases in the cell's ability to proliferate and also migration. So we believe that this is an explanation for the development of the lesions of transplant vasculopathy. I think that the ability of class 1 molecules to mediate transduction of signals is of great importance in the setting of antibody-mediated rejection of transplants, in which the antibody-mediated modifications of the endothelial cells are thought to promote the development of chronic rejection and transplant vasculopathy.
Could these results point to new ways to think about approaching the treatment or the prevention of transplant vasculopathy?
Yes. Importantly, the elucidation of the interactions between integrin beta 4 and HLA class 1 will definitely lead to the discovery of novel therapeutic strategies which can prevent the development or maybe progression of antibody-mediated rejection and transplant vasculopathy. But furthermore, the associations between integrin beta 4 and HLA class 1 may also play an important function in tumor angiogenesis and cancer progression. So this is a new revelation from our research work. Since integrin beta 4 has been documented to be important in promoting migration, proliferation, and invasion of tumor cells, and we've discovered that HLA plays an important role in integrin's function to induce migration and proliferation, we now have discovered that HLA or targeting HLA molecules might actually take us into new avenues of therapeutics for preventing tumor growth and angiogenesis. So we believe that these findings not only are important in transplant vasculopathy, but are also potentially very important in the process of tumor progression.
You could potentially use the system to interfere with the tumor's ability to recruit blood vessels, depriving them of the blood supply that they need to grow.
Yes, that's certainly a potential therapeutic. I think if we could prevent the interactions between HLA and integrin beta 4, we may be effective in blocking not only endothelial cell activation and proliferation for transplant vasculopathy, but also might be appropriate in the setting of angiogenesis and tumor progression, as well as in native atherosclerosis, which is the disease of the aging process.
Thank you, Dr. Reed.
Well, this was fun. Thank you.
That was Elaine Reed, senior author of a research article published in the November 23rd issue of Science Signaling. That article is by Zhang and colleagues, and it's titled, HLA Class 1 Molecules Partner with Integrin Beta 4 to Stimulate Endothelial Cell Proliferation and Migration. And that wraps up this Science Signaling podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. This show is a production of Science Signaling and of AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.